2008 till now, what would you say is the most important lesson that you've learned just from a play calling perspective?
There hasn't been one in particular. That's probably it. I mean, it's always evolving. You got to learn from everything. You have to learn from when you're successful and when you're not successful. And this league's always changing. It's always adjusting. You always have to change also because players are always changing. So you got to grow as a coach. And I've been fortunate enough to be a coordinator for a while. So I've been given that opportunity to grow, and it's been fun.
Now, there are weeks where you were ill last week. And are you still a little sick? I see you're getting your electrolytes right now.
No, that's actually pretty embarrassing what happened, or that was talked about. I'm definitely not a player. I was real sick the day before, hadn't been able to eat and stuff, so I was trying to take care of myself for the game, but I sat in a chair the entire game and called plays, so it wasn't like I was doing anything special.
When you look at that offense last year versus this year, I mean, if you were defending it last year, what would you have said about it compared to now?
I thought we were real close last year, a lot closer than people thought. You know, I thought we did a lot of good things, and, you know, we moved the ball very well. You know, it was our first year together. Anytime it is your first year together, it takes time. But I thought we did a lot of good things, and I thought we were close. I think, you know, the biggest difference just from numbers-wise was, you know, last year we were 32nd in the league in red zone turnovers. When you turn the ball over down there so much, it's tough to score points. And I think we've been pretty good at that this year, not just in the red zone, but all over the field. And we've added a few key guys to me that have added some speed elements throughout our offense, and the guys that we had, they've all gotten better and more used to the scheme, and we've stayed healthy and just continue to get better.
Kyle, Coleman and Freeman are home run hitters, but their running style is live to fight another day. I mean, they'll settle for two and will not lose four. How have you conveyed that to them, to stick, you know, get down for two, don't lose four?
We just always coach. It's one gap at a time. I mean, we try to hit those gaps, and if someone's in that gap, we go to the next gap. And we're always trying to go downhill, even when, you know, you start a lot of out zone plays. I mean, that play better in going downhill with your shoulder pads north and south. And when you do that, it makes it a lot easier to keep dialing up runs. You want to stay in manageable third downs. And when you lose yards, whether it's a sack or a run play or penalty, it makes it very tough to stay with the run. So we're never trying to have negative plays. And usually if you can stay on the field long enough, usually that big one will come.
How did you learn about Gabriel in your time together in Cleveland that made you want to bring him here?
Just that he's a good player. I mean, we got Gabe in Cleveland on a tryout rookie camp. I think he was our second leading receiver that year. And it was all over the tape. So, I mean, he did a bunch of good things in every facet of the game. And he's done good things since I left there, just watching him on tape. Thought he had a real good preseason. So we were hoping that he would get let go, and he did. And we were fortunate enough that not many teams claimed him. I think it was just us and the Jets. So glad we were in front of him.
Do you script plays going into a game?
Yes.
How many?
I usually do about 24, you know, but it's the script is always overrated a little bit. It's a guideline. Never in my career have gone 1 through 24. It's you mix around, you put things in there to see what they're going to do, and it gives your players a guideline of what directions you want to go. And but very quickly, you want to see what the defense is doing. And sometimes you'll be on play 4 and you'll skip to play 18 through 24, and then you'll come back to play 6 through 10. It's basically your game plan. And if everything's perfect, you'd love for it to go 1 through 24, but I am yet to be a part of something being perfect. So,
you ever call plays in a game that weren't in the game plan that week, but you've run earlier in the year and you're seeing looks during a game that you say, you know what? The package we used in week 13, even though we didn't install it for this game, some of this might work.
Yeah, you do that a lot. I mean, you don't try to just surprise the players and just randomly do it from the headsets. But when you're reviewing stuff in between series and you're studying their fronts and coverages, if you have a system where, you know, the verbiage, you can move guys around and you can change your concepts up, you can change stuff that wasn't in the game plan that – really, the players already know. It's just putting guys in different spots and changing things up, and just got to give the quarterback a heads up to it. And you know, we all look at those pictures each series, and that's pretty important every game.
You had talked about
players other than Matt on the headset.
Not very much. I mean, sometimes they'll get on, and usually that's when we're feeling good, and they're just messing with me or something. But yeah, I'm talking to all those guys all the time. You know, guys got eyes at different spots, and you're always trying to get feedback from everybody, and then sometimes you need everyone to be quiet a little bit so you can just think. But there's a lot of dialogue on the headsets, and it'd probably be pretty entertaining for people to listen to it. But thank God no one does.
Everybody shut up for a second.
Yeah, a lot. But I'm irritable on game day, so I'm probably more to deal with than they are. And we all have our times, so we got a close group of coaches, close group of players that, you know, by the time we get to the locker room, it's usually all good.
Matt talked last week about you guys having that cohesion where he can change things up because you guys have talked about it, you know, during the week. He mentioned the Aldrick Robertson play during the season. Do you remember a game where he maybe came to you and said, hey, you know, let's change this up. You know, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Like, not really, because it happens a lot. I mean, it happens every day in practice, happens every day in meetings, happens in games. I mean, we communicate a lot. We both know what we're looking for. We both kind of see it the same. And sometimes we're trying to beat each other to the same comment. It's, hey, did you say, oh, yeah, let's do it, and we don't even have to finish it. So it's, you know, we've been together long enough now that we both know how to attack it, and it's about trying to get the plays called at the right time, and we're both always trying to do that together.
Is this game feeling different, you think, just because of your family, with your dad having won it twice? And I don't know, just is that, with that whole background, that this makes this, I don't know, feel different or is more special or something for
you? Not really at all. I mean, my dad's been my dad my whole life. Since I was born, that's all I know. Just like all you guys only know what your dad was. So that's just been my life. So it's not a big deal to me. You know, maybe first getting into the NFL for the first time, it was kind of cool. Like, hey, I'm trying to get into something that you did. And even though he always told me not to, I think when I did, I think he was pretty flattered that I did and proud of me for it. But, no, it's just like everything else.
I'm curious, advantages and disadvantages to being the son of a Super Bowl winning head coach.
Well, I mean, I think it's huge advantages. You know, just having the opportunity to be around football my entire life. I mean, just growing up as a ball boy for the 49ers and being close with guys like John Taylor and Harris Barton and Jerry Rice and Steve Young and hanging out with those guys all summer back when training camp was a lot longer. And then just throughout high school when I was always trying to be a player, trying to usually be something I really naturally wasn't, being able to always work out with those guys and carry around my little vitamin briefcase so they could call me Little Romo and stuff. But just being around it my whole life. And I've been sitting in draft meetings since high school, not because I always wanted to coach, just because I loved watching football and hearing about players and trying to be a player. And I never realized it was a big deal. But once I got in the NFL and some things come a little quicker, you're like, you know, maybe it did help being around it my whole life. And so I feel I'm very blessed to have done that. It's given my family a great life growing up. And it's been great for me to get the same back to my kids, too.
Disadvantages at all?
What's that?
Any disadvantages?
No, I mean, it's when you work for your dad and things don't go well, you're going to get a lot of junk for it. So I learned that the hard way. But I think that's life, and I think that's anybody's situation. It's just when you're in the NFL, it's a little bit more mate on in front of the whole public. But I wouldn't take my life back for anything. It's been great, and it's given me a lot of opportunities, and very happy because of it.
For some reason, their defense has been getting criticized almost all year up there. I'm guessing if you were aware of that, it would amuse you. And what do you see from their defense that's made them successful?
Yeah, that blows my mind that people would be doing that. It's the best defense that we've seen in the NFL this year. The numbers show it. And watch the film, and you see exactly why their numbers the way they are. They are extremely tough to score against. That's why they're number one in the NFL. I believe only one game this year someone scored 30 points. They have very good players all around, players that are interchangeable, that can be pass rushers, that can be linebackers, that can be corners, that can be safeties, and they have an extremely good scheme. So it's by far the biggest challenge we've had this year.
Obviously everyone has commended you on how you dealt with what we can all say is the 49ers deal. What's the plan for this week, and how are you going to approach that before the biggest game?
Well, again, it's worked out pretty good because getting this bye week before the Super Bowl, thank God you have 2 weeks to prepare for it. You know, we all get the day off on Saturday before we travel on Sunday. So on Saturday, I'm going to do what I did a couple Saturdays ago and interviewed for the first time. So I'll get a chance to talk with them again, and we'll see how it goes.